Last year, there was an international outcry when the Taliban destroyed two giant Buddhas that were carved into the cliffs of central Afghanistan. What no one knew at the time is that the Taliban was systematically destroying works of art that it considered un-Islamic. In a matter of days, the Taliban turned much of the country's rich cultural legacy to dust. From Kabul, NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
Last winter, the Taliban Minister of Culture suddenly turned up with a delegation at the Kabul Museum. He asked a curator to give him a tour. Yahya Mohebzadeh obeyed, pleased the Taliban seemed at last to be showing some interest in the country's history. But his delight quickly turned to horror when Taliban militiamen began smashing displays. Unwittingly, Mohebzadeh had become the guide to this destruction.
I stood there and wept. I could not believe what was happening.
The culture minister and his guards went from room to room, smashing any sculpture or painting that depicted the human form. Pieces of one of the museum's finest sculptures, a second century statue of King Kanishka, a Kushan warrior, lie in a heap. It survived the initial rampage, but word got out. The culture minister returned personally to oversee the destruction of the four-foot artwork. The museum itself is little more than a shell. The Taliban's obsession was just the last blow. Even before Taliban extremists wielded their axes and hammers, the cultural heritage of Afghanistan had been the victim of rockets and looting. Thousands of items made their way onto the black market. In 1992, the museum was caught at the front line as civil war broke out between rival factions, some of whom are now back as members of the Northern Alliance. In 1995, when the staff was finally able to launch a salvage operation, some 70,000 of 100,000 artifacts were missing. Curators tried to box and catalog what was left. They've moved what they could to safe places in central Kabul. But Mohebzadeh estimates half of what they salvaged is now gone, probably forever.
The mud and clay statues have been reduced to dust, and the remains of those made of stones have been all mixed together. It will be impossible to sort them all out.
In addition to items in the museum, the Taliban destroyed 3,000 more the curators had stored at the Ministry of Culture. But though the Taliban continued to ask him if there were more artifacts, Mohebzadeh decided to deceive them, just as they had deceived him. At considerable risk, he did not reveal another hiding place, and given the current uncertainty, he is still not ready to say where it is.
It exists, but I won't say where.
From a tattered catalog, he shows pictures of two prize statues from the 5th century, which he says are still safe. The roof of the museum has been destroyed. Like most of the city, there's no heat and no electricity. None of the staff has been paid in months. But Mohebzadeh promises one day there will be an exhibition of what is left. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Kabul.